One of the distinguishing features that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Chazal explains us about women is that they have Bina Yaseira. That's Chazal Darshan from the Pasuk that says Viva Hashem is at Sela, Viva means to build, but the word Viva can also come from Bina. So Bina Yaseira is one of the most frustrating things that men have to deal with because it refers to a woman's intuition. And there are many, many times when, I'm sure it's a universal experience, when there's an issue you have to think through, and men analyze it, and they figure out all the different possible ways of figuring something out, and they walk down all the different approaches, and they finally figure this is the approach. Are they going to speak to Yitzchak or to Elio or to Shimon? And then they finally figure out that they should speak to Shimon to speak to Yitzchak. And then after 3 days, they come back and they tell their wife, I think we figured this out. And she said, I did that 2 days ago. I thought it was a good idea. And that becomes a source of frustration sometimes, that women have this insight. And we're trained to analyze and to take things apart and then try to put things back together. So it's one of the differences between men and women that can be a source of sometimes a frustration, sometimes a little bit, sometimes makes it hard. But on the other hand, if we appreciate that it's one of the distinctions that Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, and that's part of the Ezer Kenegdai. Kadosh Baruch Hu made an Ezer Kenegdai, it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us different tchunas, different qualities, and that if we are separate from each other, so then we're able to put them together. Friedlander points out that there's that the Chazal say that the Torah describes that a Kadosh Baruch Hu first created Adam and Chava. It says that it first created us Zachar and Nekeva Brahm, that Bara Oso first, and then the next time it says that he created us separately. Right, so the different ways of resolving that. So Chazal say, "Ol b'machshavtoi," Kadosh Baruch Hu first wanted to create us as one body with two different sides, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Better to separate that." So the question is, what's the significance when a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a two-step process? What's pshat that he first thought and then he figured out this is better? So he suggests that what it means is that Kadosh Baruch Hu thought the ideal situation is to have a degree of unity between husband and wife that is represented symbolized by having being in one goof, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand that degree of unity is something we have to work towards from having different qualities. So the Bria began that we have as that we are separate, but the ideal is to work back to being a unified group. So it means that husband and wife we bring different tchunas, different qualities to the to a zivug. So Bini Yisera is one of them. We've been discussing in the past the expressiveness that men often retreat. It's the famous thesis of the men are from Mars, women from Venus, that and women are more expressive and like discussing things. Rav Friedlander says, I was very, very taken by this. He says that pchodim, that women are generally more nervous and their worry takes them to difficult places. I thought that was more for being a child of a Holocaust generation, but he thinks this is a that this is a gender difference, that men have an easier time to sustain worry and without it going to difficult places. So these are things we've been discussing in the past, that women have certain chunos, men have certain chunos, and if one is respectful of the various tchunos, various qualities that make us different, so then when it's easier for us to not only to appreciate them, but then to build back into one, to build with each other's strengths. So he says, so he suggests, as the Friedlander writes in one of his Svarim, the Chasanim, he says, what is Bina Yaseira? So Rashi explains that Bina Yaseira is Meivin Dover Misarach Dover, that we see something and we can interpolate from what we see. We can take it a step deeper. So he's suggesting that, so we're familiar with, we look at the topics, sugyas, texts, people, and we try to analyze things and see things in a step deeper. But he suggested that the Bina Yaseira that women have becomes expressed in the detailed approach that women often have. L'masho, something that I think is also, I think is a gender difference, is, let's say, gift wrapping. So when a guy gives a gift, the gift is the ikar. Whether it's wrapped or not wrapped, you know, bag, not bag, so you wouldn't use the Grand Essex bag, right? So upgrade a little bit, right? But the concept of gift wrapping and the concept of then putting a bow on it, it's not shaykh to us. But for women, this is very important, right? So Rav Friedlander says that's the woman's eye for a certain detail, a certain detailed approach, which when kids get dressed up, the idea of whether the hair is kept down with a bow, without a bow, you know, with a band, not a band. So that kind of detail is something that he thinks is part of the Bina Yaseira. The women see something in gestures that men don't necessarily see. You know, sometimes a person is going through a difficult situation, so a woman will figure out that to make some kind of gesture is significant. It could be sending flowers, it could be a note or something. And for us, it doesn't deal with the issue. It's not going to, you know, at the end of the day, you're going to have the problem and flowers. So that attention to pratim, to details, that is an insight that Rav Friedlander says he thinks that's the Bina Yaseira, that women have this intuition that certain details will be more meaningful. Whereas in our minds, we miss it. We miss that the gift wrap is significant. Because we look at concepts and bolder outline relief things, we don't look at the nuances that often women see, and that they are meaningful and the expression is appreciated. He thinks that is also why women are often more principled than men. That sometimes that women will be able to, for example, the Chazal seed in terms of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, the women were able to have more mysterious nefesh than men have. That when we see certain situations, so we are much more open to negotiating the situation. And that's the way that our minds are always to see a problem and try to solve the problem, not to live with the problem. And women are much more open to living with the problem, much more open to expressing it. So he says, but that leads to a more principled person. The person who's principled, the person who's willing to live with an issue, is, all right, I have to be moist and nefesh for this. I'll be moist and nefesh for it. So he thinks that's all part of the Bina Yaseira. Then he makes the Gemara says, "Itza gutza gochen v'lochesh." In Bava, if you have a short wife, so bend down and listen to her. Sounds like a Chinese proverb. So Mor Chazal saying, "A short wife, you bend down." So he said, "Pshat like this." He says, "Pshat is that sometimes the attention to detail, so a man sees as being pettiness, as being katnus." So he says it's true. If a man would have that attention to detail, it could be katnus, it could be pettiness. But when a woman has it, that's her Bina Yaseira. That's her understanding that detailed focus has value and is meaningful. And we see it also in terms of raising children. In other words, it's the same thing. Go back to the bow in the hair kind of thing. So for the guy, for the father, bow, not bow, you know, band, not band, as long as the hair stays down, it's good. So, when a mother expresses her concern, so the child chapsa, the child does chap, that the bow makes a difference. The child does see that. So the child does focus on the detail. So he says, that's what Chazal is saying, that sometimes, a short wife means sometimes you look at this Bina Yaseira and you'll say, pettiness is not so important. He says, no. Then gochen v'lochesh, then it means that one should bend down and appreciate that is part of the teva that Kadosh Baruch Hu made. One more point he says is part of this is that one of the gender differences is going back to things that have been resolved. There was sometimes there's an issue between husbands and wives, and then it was discussed, and it came to an understanding of how we're going to go forward. So for men, that's not a revisitable, right? And for women, it's often revisitable, right? So that, he says, that's all part of the Bina Yaseira, that for a woman, these things are still very much alive. In our minds, problem, we solved the problem. All right, so now, but that's lav davka the way a woman thinks. So the upshot of this whole parsha is that that the idea of being an Ezer Kenegdai means that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, and ideally, husbands and wives would be one unit, and they are one unit, but it means building back to being one unit. Because it's only through appreciating how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us different that we're able to build back and use our understanding of our differences as a source of strength. It would make sense that differences could often create frustration, but if one is more thoughtful about it and understands as part of the Bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it this way, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that there's a tremendous value to this. So it's part of our avoda is appreciating when we see a gender difference, to appreciate this is part of the Bria, this is Ezer Kenegdai, this is was made separate so that we should be able to understand that there is a great value and meaningfulness, and then building back on that with that deeper appreciation.
The examples that you were giving from Rabbi Friedland, they're all differences, but there's nothing in there. There's Bina Yaseira, it sounds like, well, there's a certain level of understanding that's superior.
Yeah.
Was he saying that?
He was saying that he thinks that he thinks that being a more emotional person yields an insight that one cannot necessarily come to through logic, right? Because there's two different processes. The logical process is to analyze, to pull apart, and to figure out the different. And the intuitive is that there's an emotional leaning towards one situation, and one leans toward this. So he would see. I don't know if he sees the Bina Yaseira as being superior, but he sees the Bina Yaseira as being of value to be appreciated and to be embraced, so to speak. In other words, to embrace the differences rather than have them cause frustration.
Sounds like a lot of it has to do with aesthetics.
So I don't know if attention to detail is. It's the examples that I have are probably do involve aesthetics, but I don't know if that's. I think in terms of evaluating situations, so I think even let's say being sensitive to body language and things like that, I think women are much more clued into that. So I don't think it's only aesthetics. I think that the examples that we have are easier, but I think that it's I think it's things that we come to through intuition, I think. All the things that we may be conditioned to. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.